Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings. I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And during the course of the week, there was actually very little economic data released, particularly in the United States. So I think for this week, we need to focus on some of the SA data, in particular South African manufacturing production for the month of March. It was a shocking decline, and obviously it puts generally the GDP performance for the first quarter of the year under pressure. So I think let's unpack that data in a little bit of detail, and along with that, talk about what's happening to the electricity production in South Africa. Statistics South Africa released South Africa's manufacturing data for the month of March last week, and the numbers were shockingly bad. If we look month-on-month, production declined by 2.2%. That follows a decline of 1% in February. If I look year-on-year, production fell 6.4%. That's the worst performance in quite some time. And then, importantly, in the first quarter of the year, production was down 1%. And that's the number that will feed into South Africa's estimate of GDP at the start of the year. And clearly that, together with other difficulties in, say, the mining sector and the consumer being under pressure, is going to yield a very disappointing outcome in terms of South Africa's economic growth at the start of this year. However, if I think about April, the data looks better. On the face of it, we could see some revival. The reason is that we haven't had any load shedding. During the course of April, the PMI index for South African manufacturing shot up from below 50 to well above 50, suggesting some form of expansion within manufacturing. Now, at this stage, we don't know whether that's actually going to translate into an increase in manufacturing, but presumably if we've got better electricity or more consistent electricity output, it should help our productive sectors. By that, I mean mining and manufacturing in particular. And any uplift from this low base would be helpful in terms of trying to generate more momentum, more positive growth within South Africa. Obviously, critical to that is whether or not we can sustain this electricity output beyond the election. I've got no doubt that there's an underlying improvement in South Africa's electricity situation, and we've seen a number of the units at Kusile come back online. We've seen some of the historical maintenance yield a better result. But equally, government has scaled back, or Eskom has scaled back, the level of planned maintenance, and I think that's going to have to go back up probably after the election. And if we do have some forms of breakdown in a post-election environment, if we do have bad weather and we can't rely on solar, then it's possible that we have the return of load shedding. So we can't be naive around that. But I think fundamentally there has been some lasting improvement. I also think that the private sector has responded emphatically in terms of investment in solar energy that will continue throughout this year and into next year. And I think systematically that will help to ease the pressure on Eskom. And along with that, we may get more of a positive momentum developing, especially if we have an election outcome that is palatable for the investor community and the private sector. If we can continue on the reform process, by that I mean including private sector in the development of South Africa's infrastructure, the so-called private-public partnerships, all of that could result in some significant upward momentum in South Africa's economic performance. But the first hurdle is to keep the electricity, or keep the load shedding at bay, get the election done, and then hopefully we can see that the reform process continues beyond that. So while the data so far this year has been desperately disappointing, I think together with manufacturing and mining, there's evidence of the consumer coming more and more under pressure. I am hopeful that the second half of the year will yield a much better economic performance than the first half of the year, and then possibly sustain that in the years beyond that, which would help to lift confidence more broadly and start to get South Africa's overall growth rate looking a little bit more respectable. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.